Coming up in less than 1 hour from now, we're going to get you qualified for a trip to Bonnaroo. Yeah, we'll give you some camping gear, get to hang out. It's going to be an awesome show. And just for getting qualified for that, you'll get digital downloads of artists that are going to be performing this year at Bonnaroo. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Talked about this before, but looks like it actually is going to happen, which is exciting. There will soon be K-Cups for alcohol.
Ooh.
Yep. Wow. It's not going to be to us for a while, though. They're going to move forward with plans to launch the home K-Cup system. It's going to be in St. Louis in late November. Oh, they mentioned it last November, but here's where it's actually going to come out. Missouri and Florida in the coming months, as well as California. So those three states will have it by 2020. But what about us?
Yeah, what about us?
They say if it all goes well, they'll speed up the process and do more. Of course it'll go well. Look at the coffee we drink. We're addicted to our Keurig. Give me alcohol. I need it. It's a tough job. Yeah, they'll say it'll be $2.99 when they do come out with these. I wonder how much the actual cartridges are going to be. That's what's going to get me. If it's like $10 a pop for like a gin and tonic.
Yeah, no.
You know what? I'll just do what I do now and just bring my drinks into work already. Today is a special day. Dairy Queen is giving away free ice cream today for Free Cone Day. Participating locations will be handing out free small vanilla soft serve cones as part of Dairy Queen's annual Free Cone Day promotion. The locations with shopping malls will not be taking part, so you better find a new spot to try to make that happen.
Don't go to the food court, I guess.
Yeah, that's probably a no-go right there, dog. Did you mention this yesterday? Because I'll skip over it if not, but I feel like it's mine. Did you talk about the Taco Bell saucers, another story about saving a life? Okay,
nope.
This is insane. Taco Bell has got to be like paying people for this stuff to happen. They helped save a Florida man's life. The man decided to get more hot sauce. He was sitting down inside the restaurant. A few seconds later, a car with an elderly man driving crashed through the front of the Taco Bell and destroyed the table where the guy was sitting at. So he would have been killed.
That is so scary.
To be fair, that would have been one hell of a way to go out. Like, if I'm going out, I want it to be at Taco Bell, like, cheesy gordita crunch.
Yeah, that is some Final Destination stuff, though.
But that guy lived, though, all because he went to get hot sauce. And like a week or two ago, we talked about the gentleman that survived off Taco Bell hot sauce packets for a few days. So there's something about the hot sauce.
Maybe Taco Bell's orchestrating all these weird things so that they can be getting some free marketing and publicity.
Major PR stunts.
Hey, Taco Bell, I'm right here. What do you want to happen? You can save my life anytime. I believe that's true. Sporting news, this is huge. Just weeks after Bryce Harper had the richest contract in U.S. sports history, Mike Trout has passed him. He signed a 12-year, $430 million contract extension. Almost half a billion. That's $100 million more than the guy got. You're going to get a half a billion to play baseball for 12 years?
Crazy.
I would take 12 grand to do that.
You would?
My God. Okay, realistically, no. But my point is, I think anyone would dream to play a sport, but to be a half a billionaire?
Right.
Watch out, Kylie Jenner. I mean, come on.
That's great.
That or Kendall or whoever the hell it is. I don't even know my Kardashians. Couple more special days today. Today is National Kick Butts Day, as in cigarette butts. So they say it's a day where people try to kick the habit. So I wish you well if you do struggle with smoking. I know you probably don't like doing it. It's just a habit that you have. But it's disgusting. My dad used to smoke, but thank God he stopped. They told him it would kill him, but actually he died from something else. But either way, that's going on today. So good luck with stopping your smoking. The number one reason people quit smoking, why do you think they try to do it?
Why do I think they stop?
Yeah, like in a recent survey, they asked people, hey, why do you smoke?
Maybe it affects
and like,
their
why are you going to quit? Nope, nothing to do with kids. Any other guesses
cancer?
Here? Nope. Money. We're all greedy. We say money. Then health came into it. We're like, well, it's too expensive for a pack. So I guess raising those prices out of the world might be why. And Liv already mentioned this today. It's the first round of March Madness starting tomorrow. You got one more day to fill out your bracket. Are we doing that here? Pork Chop was all about, I got a bracket. It's going to be huge.
Well, I mean, I wanted to, but I was kind of dying the past couple days.
Oh, you always have excuses, don't you?
It's not too late.
Tomorrow at 12 is the deadline, right?
Yep.
Are you dead yet?
Well, no, I'll do it today.
This guy's been teasing death at least twice this week. Make up your mind, Pork Chop. Gosh, somebody wants attention. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. Check it all out at joeandalexshow.com.